Breakfast with Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh. Let's
go! 3 minutes past seven. Good morning to you. Energy from an Australian-owned company. That's Lumo SA. And we are in SEN SA Studio Lumo. Bix, a lot of texts coming through this morning. 0427154166. What are you laughing
at? This one caught my fancy. It says, the way Walshy talks about creating segments on this program, I swear he has his hand on his microphone when he mentions said segments. That might be a euphemism.
Well, I just get excited about making my way into Studio Lumo and creating radio with you, Mark. And yes. I think it's we get to do this for a living. We don't have to do it. We get to do it, and it's a beautiful thing. And I'm fine with feedback. Mm. And all I'm saying is to the listeners, you're welcome.
He's a craftsman. Appreciate his craft.
I'll tell you what's not craft, and that is talking all over the intro of the Daily Agenda segment.
That's all right. When it's worthy, we do stuff. We throw the script out here, and the script was thrown out at the tribunal last night because a lot of people are upset. Shane McAdam was graded to go directly to the tribunal, even though his incident looked eerily similar to what Cozzy Pickett had done in a game on the day before, which attracted a two-match ban. Shane McAdam, after giving all the evidence, after making comparisons to previous bumps that had taken place, still was given a three-match ban.
So this is how it was described by the AFL. After 70 minutes of evidence, 45 minutes of deliberation, the tribunal found Shane McAdam guilty of careless conduct, severe impact, and high contact. So the chairman, Jeff Gleeson, said the decision to bump was unreasonable. A reasonably prudent player would have realised there was a considerable risk of injury to the player with the ball. The potential for injury and serious injury was very high, so we regard this as severe impact. Just those quotes right there.
This doesn't ring true, does it?
Well, it doesn't, because you look at Cozzy Pickett's and you go, what's different? What's different in regards to both players continued to play the game? Cozzy's probably looks a little bit worse because he did look like he cannoned into him like a torpedo.
Well, he looked a lot like NFL football players in America, where they have a helmet on and they just use their helmet as a weapon. He used his shoulder as a weapon. Now, just for people who are bemused about how this could happen, how the different gradings, how Cozzy Pickett could be graded as high and that Shane McAdam could be graded as severe. What there is a clause in the grading system that allows you to upgrade it two positions on what the original grading is, depending on if it has the potential to cause severe injury. So Cozzy Pickett, because Bailey Smith was able to bounce straight back up, he wasn't dazed and confused, he just played the rest of the game out. His was remarkably graded as low impact because of the injury to the player or the lack of injury to the player. When you add in, go up two spots because of the potential to cause injury, so it goes from low to medium to high, that's how it was graded as high impact, which was a two-match ban. Shane McAdam, slightly different. He hits Jacob Ware. Ware is dazed, has to go off for a concussion test. So that was initially graded as medium, but because there is potential for severe injury, it goes from medium up to high, up to severe. And that's where he was sent straight to the tribunal and given three games.
What we are going to do is hear from some of the coaches and the key stakeholders when it comes to that. And also then hear from you, because we've got a lot of texts coming in on 0427 154 166. Thanks to Tyre Power, selected Falcon tyres at 25% off. Let's have a listen to Simon Goodwin and his views on Cozzy Pickett and the bump.
It's obviously an incident that we don't like to see. And I've got to ask after the game, would I speak to Cozzy about the way he played? I'm certainly going to talk to him about the way he plays. I love the pressure that he puts on. I love the intensity that he plays with. But I did speak to our playing group, and Cozzy was involved in that, about the bump. There's no element in the game where we should be bumping. And that's the message I've given to our playing group, that it just puts you in a situation that you don't want to be in. So, we certainly won't be encouraging our players to bump. We want them to tackle. We want them to play tough, contested footy, but that's one element of the game we've got to get right.
The bump is dead. That's what you're saying.
Oh, from my perspective, I think it is, yeah.
There was a robot conducting that interview by the sounds of it there.
Also, I think that would be shared by many of the coaches. Craig McRae was asked about the incident as well.
I really don't know how to fix this. I really don't. I wouldn't know what rules we need to change and how we need to adapt, but having played the game and had multiple concussions, I'm concerned. I'm concerned about the stories you hear. I'm concerned about the welfare of our current players and the future players. So I think anything we can do to support that, I'm all for. Yeah, and again, I don't know what that looks like, but I'm sure that the collective minds will work that out. The game is evolving as it right in front of our eyes, and we want the best for our players.
There you go. That was Collingwood coach Craig McRae. You heard from Melbourne coach Simon Goodwin. Let's get a player's perspective. Toby Green spoke about it after the game.
Big hit. I actually thought Pickett's was probably a bit worse than Mick Adams. Mick Adams was, it was a big hit on the ground. I remember seeing it from down the field, and I was hoping that Weary was okay, but I haven't seen the close-up vision or anything, but he sort of hit him in the throat, and then might have got his head as well, and that's why he had the HIA. But to be honest, I found Pickett's a bit worse. I thought he sort of jumped, and it was more deliberate than perhaps what that was, a high hit. So
we find out last night that Shane McAdam has been rubbed out for 3 weeks, and this is coming from Westlakes, from the Adelaide Crows. This is Adam Kelly.
The contact that was made with the Giants player's head was not significant or forceful. We'll maintain that. That's our position, and nothing that happened tonight has changed our view on that.
So the Crows will be defending this and trying to challenge it, Bix. And as you heard from Adam Kelly saying, this case is severe impact because of the potential, but the reality is there was no injury at all. You can only take potential so far. So there's the coaches, the players, and the Adelaide Crows. We've had a text coming in on 0427 154 166. Josh from Aldinga Beach. McAdam could have just as easily caused the same whiplash or collision with a hard front on tackle, given the initial hit was made to the chest. If that was the case, would he have been charged with a dangerous tackle?
Yeah, I don't think so, Josh. It's a really good point, though, because I remember Mumford used to do this. He used to run into blokes and from the front in a tackle, and it would cause severe damage. But I think what the tribunal are saying is you make a decision. What are my options here? The player has the ball. I can run, speed up and run into him and bump him, which has a high degree. There's a lack of control about that. If I tackle, at least my arms, if I'm tackling, my arms are generally wrapping around the player, which means I'm meeting him with my chest, not my shoulder. So it's chest on, not shoulder charge to someone's sternum or their throat, as Toby Green described it. So I think there is and I don't think, even if there's huge force involved, I don't think it's unreasonable to tackle a player if he's got the ball. And I think that's where the tribunal are saying, you had other options that you could have chosen, but you chose the risky one, and the risky one had a real potential to cause injury where you could have tackled. And Simon Goodwin says we tackle in every occasion or every chance we get, and we don't instruct our players to do it. So I would hope that McAdam learns from that, and next time he just tackles him because he's in great form. He's had a really consistent preseason, so it's really unfortunate for him.
A few other themes coming through too. We mentioned this earlier, that if Cozzy Pickett was given 3 weeks and it was quite even for both of them, maybe we wouldn't be having this conversation. Mm-hmm. Or would we be having this conversation if the Cozzy Pickett incident didn't happen? But these are all hypotheticals.
Yeah, and I think we have to rewire the way we think about things as well. Like, I use the example, if we go back, remember when Adelaide played Richmond? It would have been 5 or 6 years ago. Taylor Walker was suspended for 3 weeks for a tackle where he lifted a bloke up, grabbed him just above the knees, lifted him up and turned him upside down, and he came down on top of his head. Now, thankfully, and I don't think Taylor did deliberately. It's just one of those things where in the moment you lift blokes and he came down almost like a spear tackle. The guy got up, played on and everything. But I think we all recognise that action, that could change someone's life. And I think what we've seen, if we use Daniel Venables as an example, where he copped a really big hit and that has changed his life, and we look at the whole 150 or 200 players now that are doing a class action because of being hit in the head, that has changed their life. This is not an action, I think, that we need in our game. There was two cracking games of footy And you take those two incidents out and we still have two cracking games of footy. I just don't think it's a necessary part of our game.
Darren and Lance have suggested that the difference between Cozzy and McAdam's ruling is because one's Victorian, one's South Australian. They're both South Australian players, but playing for different clubs. We understand that. And also another text saying that the Buddy Franklin hit's going under the radar 1 week for running past the ball and making direct shoulder contact to the jaw. What a joke. So
I think the other one with Buddy that I'm a little bit unhappy with is this is now a consistent thing. I think he's done this, you know, he's played for 19 years, so there's a little bit of leeway there. But I think this would have been four or five or six times we've seen this action. Back in another universe when I played, there was a cumulative effect. If you kept getting reported, it kept getting more and more severe. I'm not against that over a period of time. If it's a 2 or 3 year period and you end up in front of the tribunal three or four times, you should expect to get a little bit of loading, I think.
We can ask a current day player as well, because Max Michaelane is going to join us at 8 o'clock this morning. So we'll just throw him into the deep end,
yeah,
right? Go play first game.
Ask him about Buddy.
Yeah, let's just get the real like controversial questions out straight away. And then we can get the popcorn when the Crows play Sydney a little bit later on this year. We are here thanks to Montane Group Fleet. Seven massive brands are part of our mindset series. Next, we are going to catch up with Gemma Barsby from the SA Scorpions and, of course, championship player for the Adelaide Strikers 2 on SENSA. Good morning.